You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back. What's up, Big Wigs? Guess what? It is bright and early on a freaking Monday morning, and that is when we were recording this week. And if you're watching this on YouTube, that is why I look like I'm in mourning. I put on my sunglasses. We are all in black.
Yeah.
I always say we look like we're having a seance here. We've got a relaxing little candle. Yeah, we're setting the mood.
The candle is, the black flame candle has been lit, and we are the witches of Williamsburg right now.
Right.
Bringing it live to you. How are you?
How are we? We're still celebrating your birthday, by the way.
We are.
I'm such an enabler.
It's still
I'm such
June.
A goddamn enabler.
Why?
Because I'm like, we're celebrating your birthday.
It's still my birthday. Honestly, I think it's the whole month. That's how Geminis work, you know? Like, even if we're like, no, I don't like birthdays. I'm like, actually, but everything I do, like everything I buy, everything I eat, I'm like, well,
it's a write-off, a birthday write-off.
Thank you.
Everything I,
you know,
eat, right?
Well, not right now. I'm not eating crap, but yeah.
Because we just celebrated your birthday this weekend.
It was my birthday on Saturday. For those who haven't listened to the last 3 weeks of podcast episodes, guess what? It finally happened on Saturday.
But that was all part of the fun.
Off.
Yeah. By the way, last week, I mean, it's kind of hard to top last week. We had so much fun last week.
So much fun.
I don't know if we just had a lot of energy that day, but I haven't even really had my coffee fill this morning because we're recording this early.
Yeah. I was going to stop for a smoothie and then I was like, you don't have time. I'll get it afterwards. So I did work out a little this morning. I did lift. I did weights for like 25 minutes.
If Anna had gotten a smoothie, this would have been like a 15 minute episode.
I'm like, listen, I went a heart out here.
Thank you guys. You
this
know,
this bitch just strolls in like, I'm sorry I'm late. I go, where did you get that smoothie from?
Juice Generation, baby. That's where I go.
Absolutely.
What a great birthday weekend. I learned
great
a lot,
birthday.
You know.
It coincides with the Tonys, which I feel is very fitting.
Always, every year.
It's fabulous.
Every year. And Father's Day. I was born on Father's Day. That's why I don't really care about the holiday, you know?
Right,
and my dad never really gave a shit either. Like, we were never like we have to do this for Father's Day. Hmm. No one cares in my family. Same with Mother's Day. We all are like, great, we'll acknowledge it. But my parents never like were like, I expect you to be here. It's my day. No one ever put that kind of pressure on it. So that's why I think like people are like, you don't care about Father's Day. I'm like, we celebrated his birthday this week. We have my birthday this week. It's a big week. So
my dad
was alone on Father's Day because my mom came to New York to hang out with me for my birthday.
Honestly, though, your dad seems like the kind of guy that would appreciate just
a great day.
He went golfing, I'm sure. Just like a day that he gets to enjoy.
He didn't golf this. He golfed all week. He went sailing. I think, and he hung out with his puppy, and like life is good like that. Like he's just
relaxed day.
His surprise 70th birthday was on Wednesday, so we were in Philly for that. My sister flew in, so that was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, my mom like loves when all five of us are in the same like roof.
Yeah, was your dad upset that he didn't go to the Rolling Stones? This was talked about last week, but
I think he was actually okay. I know, I think he was okay because here's the thing. My mom, she got them a bomb reservation. He loved the restaurant. You know, we're like foodie people.
Mm-hmm.
And his best friend from like high school. And then they were roommates at GW. And then they were like roommates at law school. Maybe. I don't know. They were like friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
Came in from DC for it. So like my mom surprised him with that on Tuesday night. So him and his other friend who lives in Maine. So they both came in from like, he knew from like far out of town. So they had this big dinner. And then Wednesday night, I think he thought, well, I had this fancy dinner and then my friends came in from out of town. Like everything was done.
Yes.
And then, you know, then the surprise party happened and which wasn't, you know, that's a hard thing to do. Like, my mom got a text from like his friend who he was with. He was playing golf with his friend all day or whatever. And then he went back to their house and like swam and whatever. And so my mom gets a text saying they're parking and she like kind of announced it. But you know, at a surprise party, you are supposed to like get quiet and like hide or whatever.
Nobody's doing that.
But like when you get off the elevator, it's just my parents' apartment there. So if you're not quiet, like you hear everything. So like they get off the elevator and like, Everyone was just happening? Like, my mom forgot that part where it was like, let's be quiet and like whatever. So he like walked in and we're all like, surprise. I'm like, he's known this for like a good 10 feet from the elevator. He's heard and seen and processed it. He looked very surprised. And then when Noah, like my sister's 4-year-old, like jumped in front, was like, surprise. He was like, oh my God. Like
people came in.
Yeah.
Okay. See, he acts surprised and he was surprised. Yeah. I think
it was cute. It was cute. I've famously ruined my own surprise parties before.
Why? Because you knew that was happening?
No, I didn't know. And I wanted to cancel. I do this thing where, if there are plans on my birthday and I don't feel like it should happen, I will take charge and say, actually, no, I don't want to go here. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. And like the worst, do you want to hear this one? The worst, it's quick, but my ex-boyfriend for my like maybe my 25th birthday, he like planned a dinner and we went out the night before with a bunch of people. And I was like, so tired, so hungover. I didn't want to do anything. And he was like, you have to get dressed. We have to go to our reservation. And I was like, you know what? I'm too tired.
Cancel it.
Let's just fucking cancel it. I don't want to go. And we fought. And I, to the point where I put on pajamas and I sat on the couch and I was like, I'm not fucking going downtown. And then he finally caved and was like, Anna, it's not just for us. It's for fucking 10 people. You know, we have to go. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, because they're there. And I was like, oh, shit. I was an hour late to my own surprise dinner.
Oh, God.
At La Esquina. Wow. Like he had a big reservation. That was big back then. La Esquina table for 10. That's fucking insane. That's like Beyonce level.
Once you got there, did you enjoy?
Yeah. But my best friend at the time, she had gotten in a car hit her and she had broken legs. So she was in a wheelchair. She broke both her legs. It was a hit and run on Park Avenue. It was awful.
Ugh.
And so Allie was there and she was like, they fucking hoisted me down because the La Esquina, the restaurant's in the basement. And I don't know if there's an elevator now, but like 100,000 years ago, there wasn't. So they had to like hoist her down or she had to take like the like service elevator with the kitchen, you know, because you go through the kitchen into the restaurant. And so she's down there in her wheelchair. She's like, I fucking made it down here with two broken legs you didn't even show up. And my parents were there. Everyone was there.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
Anyway, the leg broken story, I'm not over.
I've heard this story, though, about women that have like almost ruined their own engagements because they just like weren't in the mood at the time. Mm-hmm. And their fiancés were like, no, we have to get out of the house and go to go to Central Park.
Yeah,
otherwise,
they're like doing their nails. They're like, I think you should get a manicure this week. And she's like, why? Yeah. The day Nick tells me to get a manicure, I'm going to be like, don't ever stop it right now. You're scaring me.
Also, that's like so obvious to people who don't regularly get their nails. Oh, yeah, it's like,
exactly.
Like, are you kidding me? That's really funny. Or like have a girlfriend and be like, let's go get manicures together. Mm-hmm. Make it an event. You know, that's the way to do it.
Got to be a little sneaky.
I almost fucked up Saturday night. Jared, I knew he wanted to kill me for a good half hour there because I canceled our dinner. We were supposed to go to this really nice dinner and I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go back. We had to go into the city. We picked up my mom. My mom decided to come in like kind of last minute. So I was like, I'm not going home and then going back to the city for dinner. And he was like panicked because he was like, I called in a favor from a friend of ours to get us a reservation.
Not the favor.
And I was like, well, you're going to have to call him and tell him we're not going.
Why? Because you want to do something else with your mom?
No, I just didn't want to go back into the city. I wasn't hungry. My stomach hurt in the afternoon. We were already in the city. I had to do something in Times Square. So then we had to pick up my mom at Penn Station, go back home. I'm like, I'm not going back to fucking to Soho right now. And then drinks in Williamsburg. No.
Right.
Everything was early. Dre didn't know that. Everything was early. I wanted drinks early.
Yes.
Because I don't like being out late. I was out way later than I wanted to be. We were like, maybe we'll have one more. Maybe we won't. And then I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm an old woman.
No, really not. It's just, I saw 9 p.m. and you were like, it's very casual, just going to be a bar setting. So I was imagining kind of like that, the scene in L.A. when it was just like people were flooding in, out.
That's what I was imagining.
Okay. I showed up. Yeah. I honestly.
Show them the photo. Dre sent me a photo. She showed up after the bar was long
closed.
Send it to me. I'll put it on the video.
So funny.
Afterwards, they're not going to be able to see it.
Right. Yeah. So I said to Anna, I go, Anna.
And then she texted me. I was like, we actually went for one more because some people came late and I felt bad. They all came in because there was no L train this weekend. So a lot of people were really stuck in Ubers. Yeah. So that was an issue I didn't know about.
Absolute shit show.
I have decided, I think for now.
Yeah.
I've decided that was the last time I'm saying, hey, come to a bar for my birthday. I don't like the pressure. You know, I'm happy to do like dinner with friends or whatever, but like, I don't need a party anymore.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It gets to a point. So you want to just make it a little bit more of an intimate setting with just like a dinner.
Sure. I mean, that's kind of what it was. I had like nice people show up. I had like, you know, all in all, maybe like 15 friends come. But I was like, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Then you have the pressure of like staying later. You know what I mean? And if it's a dinner, it's just like apps, dinner, one drink, we're out.
I told Jared, I was like, I wish we just saw another Broadway show tonight instead of
this
doing drinks before we went. And he was like, great, thanks. Okay. Even though I planned the drinks.
Right.
And
right.
It was perfect. Honestly, great raw bar, great cocktails. I was like, I'm happy, you know, but I also just don't like, you know, that. And then like I had friends who texted me happy birthday and I was like, oh shit, I didn't. If you want to come out, I'm going to do drinks, you know, because I only texted like the first 10 people on my phone. Mm-hmm. Right. That's all I did. I didn't do any invites. I didn't like, this wasn't a formal thing. So if you weren't invited, just know you're not the first 10 people on my phone I text. If you listen to this podcast and we're friends, text me because you'll get next time. I feel like, you know,
it's true. It's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep the people that are in your life at the most at the time that who gets invited.
Yeah. But Friday night was a great birthday night.
That you guys like, saw the show that you were already thinking you were going to see.
Yeah. We went to dinner. We got caviar. We had cocktails and then we went and saw Cabaret and it was so fun. It was so good.
Cabaret. Who's in it that we know?
Eddie Redmayne is amazing. He's the lead. I didn't see Gail Rankin. She's the other lead. They both were in the London production. Bebe Neuwirth was out of this world. She's like the other like famous one, you know, mm-hmm. that I would say people know. Yeah, it was so good.
Chill.
Very, very great. Yeah.
Great Absolutely. Weekend. Great weekend. As long as you're going to a Broadway show and you're having dinner, a time was
That's
had.
That's what I do every year on my birthday.
Yeah, a time was had.
A time was had. I shopped all day Sunday with my mom, which was fucking fun and baller. We went out. We went all out.
We went all out.
I got like
out.
Money for my birthday and it's like I spent like more, you know?
Is that what always happens though?
Yeah. You know? And there's still something that I ordered. I haven't like paid for yet, but I'm like, someone's making something for me. And I was like, all right, I have to pay for that too. God. That's a chunk of money too that I offered that I decided to spend on myself.
You know, I'm always waiting for money. And I just like, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'll have that eventually. So I might as well just put it on my credit card.
Sure.
Now.
Sure. Why? That's how I live my life.
Girl,
be
math.
Careful. Cause I wasn't bad credit card debt in the pandemic. And now I'm a little, little back, you know? There was a day when I like wiped it all and I was like, wow,
that feels nice.
Yeah, what a feeling.
I'm a queen.
I'm a goddamn queen.
Forgot what that was like.
No, it is funny asking other people for financial advice because some people's like their limits for credit cards, not like everybody say your credit card limit is like 25 or 30 grand, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, it's healthy to have at least half of it like full of credit.
Who says that?
Just like I'm saying, like people have different rules about it, right? And I'm like, wait, what? Since when have you lived like that? I thought I was supposed to only use like maybe 1/3. You know, but like 1/8, keep it as low as possible. They go, no, because then you never get like the extra points that you want. And eventually you pay it off. I'm like, so I should always be having at least 15 grand.
Talking to. Yeah. Like, just keep it all in there.
I mean, that's there are people that I think have some kind of philosophy like that, like an aggressive debt philosophy.
Yes.
But
I've never heard that.
I mean, I think that's really more for people that are like investing. Like, right. I don't think it's supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to like buy shoes. Like right. buy a $2,000 like pair of shoes and then be like, oh, I'll live with the debt for whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then your interest rates go up and there's all sorts of shit. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's like the American philosophy, live with a little bit of debt. But
definitely.
I don't think that that's probably not good for everybody. You know?
No, for sure not. Because it'll get higher and higher. And before you know it, you've maxed out the card.
Right.
How are we paying this?
Right.
How are we paying this off?
Jared's been a good influence on me because when we met, my credit cards were really high. And when I lost my job, my credit cards were really high and they were kind of high for a couple of years. And I was like, he was like, I don't pay any interest. I pay my at least the statement balance every month. And I was like, well, okay,
good for
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes I don't have it.
Yeah.
I'll at least pay the minimum. Like that's nothing. But like, you know, so now I really, really try to just do it. I did forget about a card last month and I was like, oh wow, look at all that late fee interest rate.
It's not good, man. I mean, I'm in a lot of debt from building this place.
Aww.
and that's been, it's not like unsurmountable, but it's just kind of like when you have to pay it every month and you're not used to, I spent 15, 20 years of my life without any credit card debt at all.
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden, when you just like look at that number every month, you're like, good God, man.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a balance it's you hard. Know that you have to chip away at. Yes. And that sucks to think that you're just going to have to make these payments until, but that's also, I guess in some ways to what you were saying, Dre, it's like kind of being an adult. Like
right.
So many people live with some level of credit card debt. Cause let's be honest, so many people live outside of their means, mm-hmm. you know, cause it's so much fun.
It is. And I also feel like if you don't have credit card debt, maybe you have school loan debt. Maybe yeah. you have like there are IRS you're always you're yeah. never unless you got that generational wealth. Like, I feel like you're never like, yeah. we are fine.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Right.
Yes. I know. It's crazy to think about.
It is crazy. Anyway, so yeah, I forgot to bring cake. I was going to bring you guys cake.
Birthday. I was going to bring you cake. I said, give me another week. Next week, we'll fully do it. Because this week, we're like, I've got work every single day. So we're trying to make our schedules work.
Mm. I had the same thought. It was stretched a little thin this week.
It's okay. I was like,
I want to make sure I have something for Anna's birthday on Monday. And then I like woke up in the morning. I was like, I don't think I have any time.
We don't have time for
this. Yeah, there's no way I can make this all work.
I had a whole cake and I have like at least more than half of it left. And Jared and I were chipping away at it last night because I'm not eating sugar for 2 weeks, I decided. And so I was like, what are we going to do with all this cake? Cake now. We have a beautiful magnolia cake.
Ooh.
I know. We're like cake obnoxious, Jared and me. Like, even in the pandemic when no one could like see people, mm-hmm. we still like custom made cakes for each other's birthdays because we were like,
it's phenomenal.
Awesome, we need though. A cake.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, but when it's in a pandemic, we ate it for like fucking like 3 weeks right. straight, like right. breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's like, I'm a piece of cake.
Finally
it.
Tired of this
yeah.
cake.
Yeah, it was like nauseating, but.
Do you ever do the fondant cakes? Because I'm obsessed always with Sebastian Maniscalco had this charcuterie board. It looked just like that, but it's all fondant. At the end of the day, fondant, what the fuck? It's just
like
calcified sugar.
Yeah, sugar. Yeah.
And you taste like so much for like the look of the cake, and it's really just fondant.
Yeah, I like the look of those cakes, but like, no, I just want it to be like a cake I want to eat.
A super yummy. The meat of the cake is like whatever it is, carrot, chocolate, vanilla. Yeah.
You know.
My mom makes classic. A delicious carrot cake, and so that's always what I ask for on my birthday. It's like an nice. Interesting thing. Or flan.
Nice.
The other thing that she
my
makes.
Mom's never baked a cake for my birthday. She used to bake a cake for Valentine's Day, but not birthdays. Oh, yeah. We
for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she'd bake a cake for a heart-shaped cake for breakfast every Valentine's
that's cute.
Day.
You know, I love parents, like little unique things. It's so them.
Yeah, that was her. She liked that holiday. It's a good one.
Valentine's Day. They get cake for that, but not their birthday.
We got pajamas. We got candy. I was like, I fucking love Valentine's
Day. For Valentine's Day?
Yeah. My mom would give me like Valentine's Day pajamas. What's that
and
about?
Then in college, I was like, hello, am I getting a package? And she was like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. When they stop sending gifts? What's this?
So funny. Well, I wasn't home for it anymore, you know?
That's true.
You know.
That's their main excuse. What else we need to catch up on?
How was your weekend?
My weekend, I was working. And then I made it to your birthday. But yeah, a lot of it was just work.
Yeah.
So
she's a working woman.
I am. Not for long. I'm hoping that these things pan out. You know, my part-time job is. So yeah, I'm just working, serving.
Are you going home this week? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we're celebrating my brother's birthday. I got another birthday. And
when's
then
his?
Father's
He's Gemini?
Day. He's actually a Cancer. He's July 3rd.
Mm.
We're celebrating early. You know, he's a busy dad. So happy Father's Day to my brother as well. So you're going back to DC. My dad's performing. He plays drums.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we're trying. It's like one of those weekends where you try to get as much as you can in.
Yeah.
And then I have a surprise that I'm going for a friend, but I can't tell the details.
Does she listen to our podcast?
I think she might.
Ooh.
But she also, I'm not going to say the name or what even I'm going for. What's it? But
oh, what? You can't say any I details. Can't.
No details. Locked off, up tight.
Off pod, she'll tell us.
Yeah, off pod.
Like out of town you're going somewhere? Mm-hmm. Where? Oh, you can't say
can't
where.
Can't say either.
Can't say, yeah, right.
Can't say either of those.
Can't say anything.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'll be back.
I don't have any friends who would do that for me. Who'd be like, let me go out of town and like surprise Anna. I don't have any friends like that anymore.
No, me neither. I don't think I ever did.
I think there comes a point in your, like an age where I'm like, I just don't talk to that many people anymore who are like close to me.
Besides you guys. Right, no, but I did have a serious conversation that with my friend. It was very eye-opening. It was a friend to all is a friend to none because I do overextend myself with certain things and I overcommit. So I'll be like, yes, I can do that. And I can watch your iguana and I can also like come to your engagement or like your communion
yes
or you're
person.
Like, I'm a yes person, but to a fault.
People
and so,
pleaser, they call.
Uh-huh. Definitely, definitely. And so as I'm getting older, I really need to work on that. And that's something that there's a properties in your brain. I talked this deep with her. There's an executive properties in your brain that some people just don't have. That's me. I'm very bad. Planning stresses me. I was brought to tears as I was planning the next 3 weeks because I've got like birthdays, holiday, whatever, Father's Day, mother, whatever, like just all these things on my calendar.
Well, she's celebrating Mother's Day too. Girl, that was months ago.
Right. I'm throwing out things at this point. But,
well, don't worry, Dre. In 5 years, none of this will be an issue.
Yeah.
Because literally. You'll have seven friends at best.
Right.
And, you know, you'll spend way more time on the couch.
100%. That's what people were telling me. It's just like, just do what you can and make a priority for certain things, but you can't make it to everything. And so I had to cancel a couple things this week and it kills me. Like it hurts me inside. And, but yeah, you cannot overcommit because then you end up hurting everybody.
You do. I was going to say my ex-boyfriend was a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And you do because people then like you let them down. Just don't commit from the start.
That's my biggest fear is to let them down. But in the long run, you do let them down to even a bigger degree. Because then they hyped up that you're coming or you're doing this for them. And then when you cancel last minute, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm late. Can't stand that about myself. Like, it's a really come to Jesus moment where I had to be like, how am I going to fix this? What am I going to do?
But all right. You just have, there's power in saying no.
There is. And I have to learn that. I do. And as I'm getting older, like, you start to, yeah, like New Year's resolutions, that's always my New Year's resolutions. Get better at saying no, get better at like the people pleasing thing has to stop.
I used to feel like I'm not necessarily a people pleaser, but I'm kind to all my friends and I try and be there for people and show up.
Right.
But I feel like if I couldn't, I would always be like, I need the right excuse.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And now I feel like you don't need excuse.
Anna, do you know how embarrassed I was that when I texted you yesterday about missing your birthday?
Mike
I was literally like,
the birthday. We didn't even cover that.
I thought
let's
about
get back
lying.
On that, actually. I'm done.
I was like, when I realized that it was already like 10:30 when I woke, I got too much sun in the daytime and I tried to take a nap so I could be like ready for the night.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I just like, I closed my eyes. I woke up. It was already 10:30. I was like, all right, well, by the time I get there, there's no point.
I gotta be honest. So it doesn't matter. I don't even hold it against anybody.
I know, but Anna, I was sitting on my couch trying to think. I was like, all right, am I going to tell her the truth or am I going to tell her I got hit by a car? And I couldn't make it to the birthday. What am I going to do?
Are you using today?
No.
But here's the thing also is that as a person that knows people have busy lives, you have to be understanding about all that as well, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think for your birthday, you know, show up or don't. But like, I was like, you know what? I don't care. I don't want to care. I just like made that a point for myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to care. I had a great weekend. Honestly, my people are Jared and my mom. And they, last year and this year, they fucking pulled through for me.
Rock on, yeah.
They are, it's so funny because I'm like, yes, I have siblings. I have a father. I have other people in my life. I have friends. But like Jared and my mom, like literally know me best and are like, we know how to handle her. We know how to make her birthday weekend. Like,
yes.
Last year was more exciting because my mom surprised me in LA. And I was like, no fucking way. But like, you know, this year she was like, I showed up and I was saying this yesterday. I wrote a post like thanking people for like birthday wishes or whatever. Cause I got to do one big post. I can't thank everyone.
Of course.
Yeah. And, but thank you all for all of your DMs and messages. But, what was funny is my mom's like, didn't I show up in Boston too? My mom has surprised me in every city I've ever lived in for my birthday.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
Not my dad. Fuck that. It's like,
well,
he also your mom would come without
your
dad.
You're closer what? To like
your mom would come without your dad.
Oh yeah, my parents are very independent people. Like they don't do everything together, you know.
And she after like, years of marriage, I feel like it's best to just have some time.
My parents have been married as long as I'm alive, and because they met and got engaged within 6 months and had
unbelievable
and married and had me, and like so.
I wish it was that easy nowadays. Now people wait like 10 years. They're like, do I want to marry this person? It's like, bitch, you've been with
that's
them for 10 years. Yeah, literally.
Oh
and
God,
anytime I'm over 2 years, I'm like, well, if I break up now, I got to start from scratch. You know, is that fun?
I always say, if it's not working out, move on. Does it? Life's short.
Life's short.
I should have gotten out of my other relationship 4 years in when I lived in LA and we were doing long distance. Like, I think back now. I mean, like, you know, woe is me. What is it? Like, I don't want to have regrets. But,
right, right.
You know. Wait, I was going to say something funny. I got a card. You're going to love this. Can I complain about something? I probably shouldn't. Maybe we'll cut it out. Maybe we won't. Jared's parents, they're very nice. They gave me a card for my birthday, but it's like a daughter-in-law card. And I like freaked out at him. And I was like, I'm not married to you. I am no one's daughter-in-law on purpose. If I wanted to be married, I probably could have been married like 6 years ago, you know, but.
You know what, though? That's beautiful in from their perspective.
Sure.
They feel close enough to say that.
We're not close at all, you know?
Yeah, I know. But, like, in what world would they think that it'd be okay to get you a daughter-in-law card?
It's only positive sentiment. I know they only meant well.
Yeah.
But if they know me very well, they would be like, don't get her that. She's not fucking married. Like,
right.
She's proud of being an independent woman.
Now, you can be married and be an independent woman. Let's just
say that. But I mean, like, I literally am like not married. And
right.
Like, you know,
what did
people
say
are
about
like
it?
Your husband, he was like, that's weird. I'm sorry. He felt bad because he's like, that's true. Even my parents, who he's very close with, would never get him a card that's like, our son-in-law loved your parents. My parents would never do that.
Yeah.
I think some people just, you know, maybe you're just out of touch with like your personality.
but yeah, that
I
could
like,
be it.
I like thought and I was like, what the hell?
Choosing cards is an interesting thing. Some people don't even read the card when it's their birthday. They're just like, yeah, thank you. I'm a big card person, but like, it is interesting.
You're like, you chose that for me?
Right.
Like, you don't even know me. Okay. I'm no one else's daughter, but I was going to say my mom and my dad.
Your dad too, but your mom came to visit you, so.
Yeah, she wins.
That
she
counts. Wins.
Yeah, she showed up in New York so we could shop. That's my birthday. That's all I want to do is shop. I told you that last week. I was like, I'm getting the itch, you know? I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah. If I haven't shopped in a while, the itch is strong. Not even for my birthday. Just the itch.
The itch is strong. Yeah, but on your birthday, you're like, I can buy anything.
Everything.
You're bulletproof on your birthday.
Yeah,
you have no credit card debt.
No credit card debt. Bulletproof. Thinking that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still getting texts from people being, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it on Saturday night. And I just want to be like, it's okay.
Listen, guys, or just pull it a Dre and show up when the party's over and pray to God that Anna's still out for one more drink. Mike, you could have shown up. Okay, we would have showed up at the same time.
If I wasn't in like a haze, I would have. I thought about it. I was like, well,
yeah, you can't
like,
wake up and go out.
Yeah, exactly. If it had been nine, like when things like the festivities started, I would have been like, all right, let's throw some water on my face. I'll get there by like 9:45 and it'll be fine. But by the fact that it was 10:30 and I was like I had just drool on my face and like, you know what I mean? Like sunburned. I was just like, I'm not.
It's okay.
Sunburned shoulders.
It's okay. It was great that I did it after my like Jared night. Cause I was like, that was a great birthday.
Yes,
and then it was
yes.
like, who gives a shit? You know, Saturday was fun too. People came out. It was fun. We had great drinks, you know, cake.
We were chilling.
Yeah.
We were chilling.
God, she's really in the Broadway mood today.
You know why? I'm in the Broadway mood.
We have to recap the Tonys.
We got to recap the Tonys.
Really,
should
Anna,
we take a break first?
We should take a break first.
Okay.
We'll come back. And we won't. Yes, we will be talking about the Tonys. Probably the whole time, to be honest. I know Anna's got a lot of thoughts. We'll be back.
And we're back. It was Tony's Sunday. Mike was like, that's got to be like your Super Bowl. Which
he's like,
should I take offense to that?
Wait, why would you take offense to that?
Literally.
I love the Tonys. I went one year.
I wasn't making fun of you.
Exactly. You know.
That wasn't a jab.
You should own up to it. You'd be like, yeah, it is. It is the freaking Super Bowl.
I know how important the theater is to you.
Yes. It's very important. It's why I love New York City. It's the only reason to live in New York City is to go see theater. Honestly.
That's not the only reason. It's also to be in debt. Please, come on.
Dun,
and to like have insane thoughts about credit cards.
And how about this? You could be in debt because you go see theater.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's true.
There's a combo we didn't think of originally.
Exactly. So the Tonys, which you said that you watched twice, it was that good?
No, well, I watched it twice because Jared went to see his family for Father's Day in Allentown, so he was driving back for 2 hours. And Jared cares about the Tonys because he sees all the theater. He likes theater. And so I was like, you have to just watch the performances because that's like the fun part of the Tonys. And so he was like kind of scrubbing through it. And then he'd be like, oh, I wanted to see this award or I want to see this speech. So I was like, wow, I'm really just like watching it twice.
No problem with that, though.
Yeah. Although I was a little annoyed. I missed part of the creative awards. You know how they do like the Creative Arts Emmys aren't necessarily aired live. Yes. Like they do an hour of the like tech and creative awards like first, and it was on Pluto or something. Mm-hmm. So I like went online and I like found it, but I only saw like 20 minutes of that one.
It's a wild goose chase trying to find certain things.
Yeah. But the regular Tonys were on CBS and Ariana DeBose was the host again. She's really hosting all these shows.
I was going to say, I wanted to ask you how she was because she had her moment. What was that last year already?
The BAFTAs when she did BAFTAs. Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett did the thing. I was singing
which
that
is,
in my
you
head.
Know what? They made a lot of jokes about it on this show. And I was like, we're kind of done with it, I think.
Like we get it. One to two jokes is great to like reference that, but I think we get it.
Yeah, or just one, you know, like or none. Like it was sort of weird. She was like, I'm going to write a whole musical based on my Angela Bassett did the thing. And I was like, no.
Okay. But other than that, she was good. But she didn't have the same cultural moment that she did as last year.
No, I do think whoever's writing for her like wants that to happen. You know what I mean? Like she is a true triple threat. So like she, you know, she did some big opening number. I didn't really remember much about the opening number, to be honest. It wasn't a catchy tune for me, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't anything. But it was exciting to watch the Tonys. I mean, 14 shows opened in the last like month to like be eligible or 2 months to be eligible for the Tonys. So there's a lot of new shit on Broadway right now.
And they can talk about it like right now. It's not even
if they're there's like a date that shows have to open by for it to become eligible. Like, you know, with movies too, they'll like that's why we get all those movies, the Oscar movies like all come out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was a great show. I have to say the performances were really fun. Some surprise wins, some surprise losses, you know, as an award show is. I'd say, you know, the fashion on the Tonys, not so hot.
Yeah, no one ever talks about the fashion on the Tonys.
No.
Is that because Broadway
bad?
Stars?
Yeah, I was going to.
I feel like the people who dress really well are like the fucking like A-list celebrities who like do this all the time, who do a billion red carpets, you know? And then I think like,
yeah, but this should be the Broadway
actors.
This should be their moment.
It should. I just didn't see any outfits that were like, I sent Dre, Brooke Shields wore Crocs. President Brooke Shields. She's president of the
Is she trying to make a statement though?
Actors Equity Union, Brooke Shields. And she wore yellow Crocs. I mean, maybe she has a broken foot, but like, tell me that, you know?
You get a cast for that and not Crocs.
Yeah, exactly. But the Crocs matched her dress, which made me even more cringe.
It was
because they were Brooke Shields.
Bright yellow. Brooke Shields, iconic woman. I love her. I think she's awesome. But I was like, Brooke.
Yeah.
Why? Interviewed her at Sundance Film Festival and she had a whole team and she looked absolutely stunning.
Yeah,
head to
she's
toe,
beautiful.
Heels, like the makeup. She had those cool, similar to your glasses. They're the aviator.
Yeah.
She just had this look about her and she was absolutely phenomenal. And for her to just come out, I'm trying to look for the picture.
It's funny because she was like photographed on the red carpet or whatever it was beforehand. They didn't have any like red carpet interviews. There was some terrible interview on playbill.com, like on Instagram Live or whatever. And I watched like 2 seconds of it. But they like couldn't, the cameras are so positioned wrong for some of these, like, they don't know how to shoot vertical. So they like don't know how to do these interviews, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't even watch them. And, she was wearing Crocs on the carpet and then she comes out for her big speech as the president. You know, she's like newly elected. And I was like, oh, my God, she's still in the Crocs. You'd think maybe a different shoe to come out on stage.
Maybe she's trying to make the statement about comfort, you know, but there's a way to do it. I'd rather she wear Uggs than Crocs that match the dress.
Me too. I thought that. I'm like, you know what would look better with this dress?
Uggs. Fully.
Yellow Crocs or like Donald Duck territory, you know? Yeah. It was a lot.
Girl, where are we going, Brooke? Where are we going?
And here's the thing. I don't mean like those like platform Balenciaga Crocs. Like maybe those could be rocked with like a short dress or something, but like, I don't know. This was not the vibes.
It simply wasn't it.
But I will say, shout out my friend Shayna Taub. Yes. Oh my God. Shayna wrote Suffs, which is an amazing show. If you haven't gone
That's
to see Suffs.
That's your friend?
Yeah.
Incredible.
So Shayna's husband, Matt, directed my one woman show.
Wow.
Matt was my director. So I've known Shayna through Matt. Matt's my friend from comedy for years, but she's been working on this forever. And like the fact that it like blew up like that and she got two fucking Tony Awards is like the coolest thing ever.
For one show?
Mm-hmm.
That's what incredible. Like what were the awards for?
She won best book and she won best score.
Oh,
she wrote
that's
it.
Awesome.
That's which is amazing. Like all her work like is recognized now, you know, and
those
it's
are
really,
two whoppers.
It's a very, her songs are catchy. I said that when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, they're like, I would listen to the soundtrack. There aren't many new shows I see that I'm like, I want to listen to the soundtrack after. Mm-hmm. Hers was great. And it just came out, the soundtrack. So I was like, good for her. That was really cool. Daniel Radcliffe won a Tony.
I saw him. He was like the face of it, like on all of the news outlets.
Daniel. Well, yeah, because he's Harry Potter.
And it's Daniel Radcliffe.
He's Harry Potter. So he won a Tony. And so did Jonathan Groff. They both won for Merrily We Roll Along, which apparently closes on July 7th. They won Best Revival. Oh, the two of them won. And it's out soon because they're all fucking superstars, you know?
And they're like, we got to get back to
we got other
movie
things.
Sets.
We got other things to do, you know?
I love when a big movie star will take the stage.
Oh,
to me, it's like the biggest statement.
I mean,
like,
Eddie Redmayne is in Cabaret, which I saw Friday, and he same thing with him. I'm like, look, the way he worked that camera last night on the on the Tonys, like the way he's just like another level. Some people, the comments were all mean. They were like, he overacts. I'm like, have you seen this show? Do you know what this show is? I'm like, it's funny because I was like, actually, he's a more understated MC of Cabaret than like Alan Cumming was when he did it. But I was like, it's so funny. People have such an opinion online. I'm like, they don't even know what they're commenting on.
These are the same people that are watching the Met Gala and are on their couch looking like a dance
being like,
and being
ugly.
Like, that dress, really? Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And I only know because that's me at the Met
Gala. That's you.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm speaking from experience here, you know? Like, I totally get that.
Yeah, no, it was a fun night. I will say, who else won? Oh, Sarah Paulson won.
Fabulous.
For Appropriate, which also won Best Play. Revival of a play. Stereophonic won Best Play. The Outsiders won Best Musical, which
really
I've heard is great. Yeah, you know The Outsiders, like the movie and
the book.
I want to go see it. And Angelina Jolie, she's one of their big producers, so she was there. She presented their like performance and stuff. So
Anna, did you see Stereophonic?
Not yet.
It's supposed to be great.
I hear it's great.
Obviously won
I hear
the
it's
Tony,
three
but...
hours, but I do hear it's
obviously
great.
Obviously won a Tony.
Yeah, it won the Tony. It's kind of like the making of Fleetwood Mac, like an album of Fleetwood Mac.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and they record. Oh. It's like a recording session on stage for.
I've seen the set. Wait, it looks awesome.
Really cool.
It just looks like a cool recording studio.
Yeah. And you'll love this. I saw some, like, you know, I went on Instagram after, and you know how they like Playbill.com, like any of the or Deadline, they'll show like the press. What is it? Like the press conversation. What are they called?
Release.
No, like after you win an award, you go into a press room where people like interview, you know, they spit out questions.
Right.
And Sarah Paulson was doing hers and someone was like, someone asked some questions. She talked about how all Broadway shows, and this is true of any project now, unscripted reality shows, hosting jobs. Everyone wants an A-list celebrity because they don't think anyone else can pull in like viewers or tickets or whatever they're trying to fucking sell. And she was like, you know, yeah, of course, like shows want A-list, you know, because she's an A-list celebrity in a play on Broadway, which is like giving up her screen time to do the people's work. Mm-hmm. But she was like, she even said it. She was like, I mean, yeah, it's a thing. And I don't think it needs to be such a thing. She's like, Stereophonic is a great example of that.
Right.
Two of them won Tony Awards from it. And like, she's like, the four main leads from that are not well-known actors. Yeah, they've done work. And if you saw it, you'd be like, oh, I feel like I saw this person in a TV show, whatever. You know them from stuff, but they're not, you know, Oscar nominated Eddie Redmayne or anything.
Yeah.
Or Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne. Yeah. And so she was like, I think Stereophonic's a great example that like, if your work is good enough, like it should be able to stand the test of time. Like it should, it doesn't need to have like a fucking Meryl Streep in it to sell.
Yeah.
If it's bad, you know, then maybe it needs, you know,
I still feel like Broadway now is still word of mouth. Like a lot of it.
You think?
I mean, especially, well, people that live in New York, it's definitely a topic of conversation. I feel that people will share their opinion and I'll go to the show based on like what they say.
Yeah.
Movies, not so much. I feel like you can see so much of the advertisements like splash in your face all the time.
That's
but for Broadway,
true. Yeah. Less really like less conversation. Of a budget.
Yeah.
I've also, I feel like I've seen way less bad Broadway musicals or Broadway shows than I have bad movies. Yeah. Those are like a dime a dozen.
Literally. You know? I do always walk out of a Broadway show. I could be watching literally the most simplest thing on stage. I'm like, that was amazing. Yeah. It's such a cool piece of, it's art.
Yeah.
There's maybe like two bad things that I've seen on stage that I can think of. Everything else was like, you know,
it's always
pretty
so cool.
fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, so that matters.
It's a different kind, you know, there's the whole element of it being live. It's a different, you know, feeling you get from seeing, from going to the theater and experiencing something live than you do from a movie, I think, too.
Yes.
You're like, there's like a level of like, I appreciate this whole experience beyond what I'm seeing, like just the thought, the thrill of being there.
Well, and in theory, there's no safety net when it's live.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
If something crazy happens, something crazy kind of happens.
Yeah.
You know?
And you'll never forget those moments when you see it.
Right.
Like I've had many of those like seeing shows and I'm like, oh, my God, like,
yeah.
Never forget them.
Yeah.
I went to Anne Juliet on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. How was it? I hear it's great.
It really was great. But I've never seen kind of a upset. It wasn't even an upset. It was a mistake, mechanical error.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever seen one. And so it just made me think of that. But she was sitting in this like parachute chair and the seatbelt wouldn't unlock. So she was like mid her song and she like sang it again. And then she was like, I'm so sorry. And then the stagehand came out and had to give an announcement. Like, I'm so sorry. We had a technical difficulty.
Oh,
she'll
no.
be out.
Man.
And I thought it was part of the show because I've literally never seen anything like that. So I
That's
just
what
sat
they
there.
Tell you in acting school and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like stage acting. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
So it's just like if you flub something or whatever, like they have no idea if it's part of the performance of the or not. So just keep rolling.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So I don't know. Weird thing that I remember seeing was I saw Spamalot for the first run of it, when it was Tim Curry,
Sarah Mirez.
Yeah, Sarah Mirez, David Hyde Pierce, and Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria, yeah.
But it was like,
I loved that production.
It was like right after 9/11.
Yeah.
If I remember right. And I think
it was a little later.
For whatever reason, I remember when we saw it, they were all off. Sarah Mirez was like rising, so she was in it. But,
weird.
Yeah, they were all three of those guys were off. So the guy, they do this thing at the end where they like bring somebody onto the stage and like they're in character or whatever. And I remember the guy basically
find the Holy Grail.
He
has the Holy Grail.
That guy, the guy was he brings the woman up and he goes, oh, he's doing like the English accent and he brings her up and he's like, oh, it's so good to meet you, ma'am. I hope you're not the head of the Tim Curry fan club. That was like a big ticket for those guys at that time. But
there
was a reason they were all off. But I remember like that was the first time I saw somebody break character and do the thing. It was just, I remember laughing my ass off. Thinking,
that's
like,
really
he wasn't
funny.
Supposed to do that.
Right.
You know?
It becomes a part of the show. I don't know. It adds to it.
It almost adds to it.
It really adds to it. But yeah, go see Anne Juliet. I thought it was really, really cute. It's a little bit, they push the, it was definitely perfect for Pride Month, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that kind of like mixture in. It's about Juliet's.
It's if Juliet lived.
It's if Juliet lived. And they gave her this whole storyline. But they also, like, William Shakespeare is there with his wife, Anne. And they're like writing the story as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very cool. But I've never seen a little stage mishap happen.
I love that. I love seeing
what am I first?
I mean, I don't wish it on anyone, but it's like fun to see from an audience perspective
how they're able to just get back into character. It was amazing. She just like sat back on the chair and then like started the song again. We were like, wow.
I saw it happen in the fall with a play. Maybe I talked about it on the podcast when I saw The Shark is Broken. My friend Alex is in it and we went to go see him and someone in the audience passed out. And like, it was on the other side of the theater for me, but you could see people like kind of like gasp and freaking out. And they were like, and someone's like, call a doctor. And then like, they like helped this person out or whatever. And Alex literally like put his hand up and he was like, and he goes over and he was like, are you okay? And they were like, no. And he was like, can someone call a doctor? And they were like, yes. And then they were like, can someone help this person out? And it was like 5 minutes and he had his hand up and they watched what happened or whatever. And they're all in character and it's a play. It's not
right. In the middle of like a scene. And then like people came in, whatever, this person was taken out of the theater and he immediately was like, are we okay? And they were like, yeah. And he was like, thank you guys. And then boom, right back in, like to the middle of the scene.
That's awesome.
And the three actors who were on it were just like, and we're in, you know, it wasn't even like
a thing to even noticed that the show had stopped.
And he was like, do you know any, he was Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice, which was like on for a long time. And he was like, do you know how many like shit things like, because we talked about it after the show and I saw him. I was like, that was crazy. Jared and I were like, oh my God, what are they going to do? Like, like this person's like in the audience, like being carried out on a fucking like, you know, stretcher or something. I don't know. And he was like, that happened all the time at Beetlejuice. Like,
wow.
You know, you just kind of like deal with it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Anyway, watch the Tonys. They're so fun. I was going to say before, like you said, it's word of mouth. The Tonys are a huge marketing thing because they're on CBS.
Right.
So that's also when the whole country gets to watch it. So all the tours, like that's huge for the tours because, you know, half of these shows like Merrily's going to close. It'll probably go on tour. And there will, you know, and then because it won Best Revival, that'll sell fucking tickets in, you know, Cincinnati or wherever the hell it goes because they're like, I want to see that show. I want to see that show. Yeah. It won. And now, so it's a whole, you know, a lot of actors call out, like, they're not in this week. They're, like, saving their voices for Sunday night for the Tonys. Like, I've seen shows right before it. And Friday night, I didn't have the lead in Cabaret. She was out. And I was like, she didn't really sing on Sunday, so maybe it was something else. Like, she was in it, but she wasn't, like, doing her big numbers, you know?
Yes, yes.
It was more about Eddie Redmayne.
So you need to know before the Tonys, like, don't go see the show.
I think it's, like, go see they're it. They're saving their energy. As soon as they win shit. Yeah. Tickets are going to go more expensive.
True. Yeah, that's true too.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally last
night. That's what did the producers in. All of a sudden that show, it was like impossible to get that ticket for years.
Wow.
And it was like the first $100 ticket because it won 12 Tonys or something.
Yeah. Although Merrily has been so hard to get a ticket to and so expensive. I'm like, the last 2 weeks, I'm like, you know, what is it? $800 to go see it? Like in the front row for so much.
Oh my God.
That's crazy, man.
We like spent a playoff. I thought we spent a lot. We were in the back orchestra. We spent like $300 a ticket.
And
because expensive. I really wanted to see it.
The prices.
Because I really wanted to fucking see it. And guess what? Credit card debt, babe. No,
oh my God. People are going to really listen to the show and go, wow, they must really be in debt.
No, we're good.
We're telling you guys so we're on your level. Well. No. We're telling you so that you feel
relatable.
Relatable. We're so relatable. We get it. Everyone's in some credit card debt at least some point.
At some point in their lives. And you know what? When you come out of it, you're stronger for it.
You know who's not in debt?
Who?
Our friends that are going to come up right after the break. We're going to do a little break and then some ladies are going to stop by. Hi, dolls. I am just like, I love this week. You look tired. Did you go hard for Father's Day? You know it. I was like there for my baby and then my baby daddy. How come you didn't wish me a happy Father's Day, huh? I'm basically your father. I was going to say, first of all, wrong. My father is Rob Kardashian, Robert.
And may he rest in peace. We love Robert. I thought about him all day. I really did on Father's Day.
I'm sure you did.
As a mother of six, I thought I'd get a couple texts. You know, none of you really reached out yesterday.
We celebrate you every damn day of the year.
You do?
Yes. We're like, it's Momager Day. It's Mother's Day. Oh. It's Plastic Surgery Day. Like, we're always giving you props.
I love this. What date is Momager Day? Because clearly I don't have that in my calendar.
I'm sure you have a patent on it. You really should make it a national holiday.
I should. You're right, doll.
National Momager Day. Pay your momagers. Homage.
Pay your homagers.
Pay homage to your momagers.
It's fine. I was so busy yesterday, you know, shooting Aloe. It's
well, you have a lot of baby daddies, if we're being honest.
I do. And so do you. Did you, you know, I called Scott.
Okay.
I sent him breakfast and I said, happy Father's Day to one of the greatest fathers I've ever known. Scott Disick.
You are so fake and phony.
I'm not fake. You know I love him.
That's actually absurd that you would reach out to him.
I reached out to all the fathers in my life. Lamar, Kanye,
Lammy. You reached out to Lammy. He's not even a dad.
He is a father. He's given Chloe and us two beautiful children, and we really need to respect that sometimes.
No, Tristan did. Trash Can Thompson.
Oh, Trash Can Thompson.
We can't keep up.
That's well, Trash let me Can. Tell you.
Then there's Lammy.
I took an edible. I'm sure you did. I took an edible this morning and I got them confused. Both of them. Both of them are fathers.
Yeah, I guess so. So it really worked. It really did. So my post, everyone's like getting mad because I did not wish Scott a happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I saw that. We were really upset. I said to Kimberly, why didn't she say anything about Scott? He is the father of her three children.
Yeah, but my most recent baby is Travis. So I wanted to like say thanks to him. So I said, happy Father's Day. I'm reading my post. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. Go ahead, doll.
Beyond grateful for the dad that you are to our baby boy and all of our kids. You keep us safe and protected and take care of us. Having a family with you is heaven.
Heaven. Heaven.
Heaven is a place on earth with you. Yeah.
Wow. Look, she is so musical. I want to tell you something. You know what would be heaven for me? I've been thinking about it. What if I had another baby?
Oh my God. That's honestly, that makes me want to vomit.
You know, there's a
matcha coming back up does not feel well.
Oh, please. There is a lot of science out there. I think I really could make something happen.
You've got cobwebs for a uterus.
Oh, no, I don't. Just ask Corey. He's been down there today. Okay.
I don't have cobwebs. I've got gold, honey.
You do have a gold vagine. I'll give you that.
I have a 40-year-old vagine. They told me that. I mean, I have seen some women in their 50s have a healthy baby, but
how old are you?
68. Yeah, so I think it may be past your prime, sadly.
I always wanted to name a kid after me, you know, like a Chris Jr.
A Chris Jr.
Yeah, Chris could be a boy or a girl.
Well, that's your fault for not naming one of us Chris.
Well, I just thought my seventh child could be a Chris.
I mean, Chloe's friend Malika actually was thinking about you being her surrogate.
I heard that. Yeah, Malika actually, yeah, she spoke with my assistant about this.
Would you be interested?
I love Malika. I would do anything for her. I really would. So if I could carry a child for her, absolutely. As long as I could see it 3 days a week.
All right. We'll fit that into the schedule.
Get me a bedroom.
Malika is like, you see her as a daughter. So to carry your own grandchild, is that like kind of crazy?
You know, doll, did you eat your own placenta?
Guilty.
Same thing.
I think. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you would be really close to that baby.
I would, absolutely. Although, I don't know. Can you have a child while I've been microdosing shrooms lately? Can you get pregnant while you do?
Yeah, that stuff is like so healthy.
Really?
I mean, it's mushrooms.
We should shroom together.
You want to shroom out?
I want to shroom out with you, doll. Shroom things.
That's actually kind of catchy.
That's for Travis. Yeah. That happy Father's Day to him.
You didn't post for Travis and it's kind of rude.
I'm sorry. Well, I also apparently posted for Lamar.
You forgot that Lamar is no longer with the family.
I just think about Robert on this day, you know, and Caitlin. Caitlin gave me Kylie and Kendall. So yeah.
So you love Caitlin and did you post about Caitlin?
No. I'm pissed at her for that documentary.
Oh, so you're still in a fight, huh?
Yeah. Father's Day, Schmother's Day. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got a massage. Anyway, doll, I gotta go. I was gonna get
a hydrafacial.
I was going to say a tummy tuck, but yeah, sure.
A vampire elixir body scrub.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
That takes 10 years off your life.
Well, it's working for you, doll.
Thank you really so much. Happy Father's Day out there to all the dads.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, from your favorite mothers, really.
I want to say, like, the Kardashians collect daddies like people collect rare coins.
That's beautiful. I really love that. Yeah. Maybe we should do a coffee table book of all of the fathers in our life.
Of all the fathers, how we collect all of them.
Yeah. Each page, a new dad.
It's like Kim's selfie book, but just a bunch of dads.
I love this idea. I'll make it happen. Let's have a meeting on Thursday. Okay. Call me.
Lock it in. Love you, doll. Have a great week.
Bye, doll.